This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. On this fantastic Friday, it's finally time to head into the Capricorn FM motoring experience. And today, our journalist Prashowen Naidu, you know what, he takes the stunning Ford Puma ST line for a test drive with its eye-catching design. Right now, this car is sure to impress, you know. Definitely. Prashowen will share his driving experience, you know, offer a motoring tip and finish off with his hot jam of the week. Good afternoon, Prashowen. How are you doing?
Hi there, King Dash. How are you?
No, I'm great. You nice? You great?
I'm good in yourself.
Man, I'm good, man. Before we get into, you know, the order of the day, I just wanted to say happy belated birthday. I'm sure you had a great one.
Oh, thank you. No, King Bash, I did. Thank you for the wish and much love, you know.
Were you burning some rubber or were you eating some cake?
I was eating cake, man.
Oh, man. No, I'm great. I'm glad, rather, that you had a great one, Prashowen.
I appreciate you. Thank you for the wish, King Bash.
Now, let's head over to the Ford Puma. Can you, you know, briefly tell us, what's different from the top-spec ST line model compared to the entry-level titanium model, look-wise, that is?
I think, you know, it was very slightly different, not much. You know, the entry-level had more, it had body cladding all around, but the top-spec model had just the niceties, you know, the sunroof, sleeker, you know, look to it, the low-profile wheels, but that's just it. Eh? There was not really much to write home about different-wise.
Oh, okay. And when putting, you know, the pedal to the metal, how was the drive, you know, of the Thundercat? Did it have, you know, that enough va-va-voom?
Va-va-voom, no, it left me a bit, it wasn't so impressive on my front. I think it needed a bit more vooma, King Bash. It's powered by a 1 liter turbo, pushing about 92 kilowatts and 170 newton meters of torque. You know, when you stop at a stop street, the car does tend to struggle in terms of the turbo lag. It's quite noticeable. But on the highway commute, very smooth drive, very nice, solid build. And fuel-wise, I was achieving about 8 liters per 100 kilometers, which is okay, not too bad. But I think for me, it needed that extra kick and that extra flavor. But I think why Ford introduced this car was because they got rid of the Fiesta, and now they've also gotten rid of the EcoSport. So this is supposed to be the bee's knees in their category of cars.
Oh, okay. So when it comes to drag racing, I'm basically not going to win with this one.
No, Congrats. You probably would probably be passed by a Kia Picanto.
Oh, no ways. All right. So what is the price, you know, and what would you get when talking about features and safety? What do we get?
All right, here's the mic drop. It's about 653,000 Rand for the car I was driving, and that is definitely not easy on the wallet, but a few things that came with the car, lovely quilted leather seats, a bit of an old-school dated infotainment screen. I think they could have done with a bit more, you know, revisions there. Did have massage seats, not too bad, and just, you know, a few things that stood out, of course, your cruise control, ABS braking, EBA, wireless charging. And the Ford has this new system called Sync 3. That's what it's powered by, the entertainment screen. You do have a lovely Bose sound system, which was my favorite thing about the car. Very fantastic. But apart from that, King Bash 6 airbags, very simple. There's not really much to comment about. I think they really, yeah, it's pricey. I'm definitely on the pricey side.
I mean, for 650, who's the Ford, you know, Puma meant for? And do you think it's a solid contender in its segment?
I think it's meant for definitely maybe, I would like to say smaller families, but I found, you know, the back seats in the car very claustrophobic. There was not much space. I think I would like to say for the smaller families or just maybe a household of just two people, maybe a couple. And I think, you know, in the category of cars, we do have the VW Taigo, the Haval H6, and then you also have the Hyundai Tucson, I believe. But I think, you know, value money wise, I think the Haval might be take the cake for me, you know, with its what you get at the price tag. And I think, you know, it's a great car. I just think Ford really introduced this car late to the market. This car was already in the UK a couple years ago, so we kind of we're not really getting the new stuff that we should have gotten.
100%. But do you think this is a car maybe that one can, you know, buy for a son or a daughter heading to first year tertiary?
I think if you're quite a wealthy parent, I think you need both moms. You know, I think if you're okay to paying almost close to 1 million rand for, I think, you know, go for it. But I would recommend just going for something simple like a Swift or like a Suzuki Celerio or something just compact where you're not really going to bite the bullets and think, ish, it's pricey.
I hear you. And I mean, Prashoe, with Father's Day approaching, let's take a trip down memory lane, man. Share a special moment with your dad. I'm talking about the great Edwin Naidoo that you'll always treasure.
Wow, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a very important, quite an interesting question, my pop say. I remember as a kid, all the times he used to drop me off at school, man, even until high school, but specifically as primary school scholar, I was probably about 5, 6, and he used to always take me to school, and he would wait for me till I walked across the field, and we would always do our signature wave, and he would flicker the lights and wave at me, and if I didn't get that day, I would be very sad. It was a ritual we had to do, man, and I always treasure those moments, and I wanted to ask you yourself as well, any memories you treasure with your pops?
It's so funny that you're mentioning, you know, primary, because I have the same memory. So I used to have this best friend of mine in primary. My dad would always take me to school. You know, he'd never want me to use, you know, transport and whatnot. So every day from grade 1 till grade 7. But the craziest thing about it, we used to drive this BMW 325, right? And he would actually just, you know, before he drops me off, we would always be allowed to play loud music. And at the time, the most popular song was Nelly Dilemma, right? Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland, Dilemma. And we'll just put it on full blast. And that man wouldn't even mind. When we get to school, everyone is looking at us, get out the car. And it's like, you know what, this is such a cool dad. So those are the moments that, you know, that I shared with my dad. I'm like, wow, man. What a cool dude.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. You're probably the coolest kid in school, man.
Yeah, well, look, I got into a lot of trouble, but let's not get into that, Prashoe. So, yes, let's enjoy your favorite hot jam of the week, man, and share a helpful motoring tip to wrap things up.
Okay, thank you so much. So, I say don't buy a car because you want it, buy it because you need it. I think sometimes we get into the habit of either buying a car because of a status symbol that the badge holds, or because the family has been driving that car for many years and now we still have to uphold that reputation. I think look at a car for the needs that you need, practicality-wise, and also if you can afford it. Don't go into debt for a car. It's not worth it. Everybody, just because someone has a fancy car, you don't know what they have in their bank account. You don't know what's going on. So just take it easy. Don't worry. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And ending off with, of course, Superman by Casper Nyovest featuring Tsepo Tsholo.
Oh, yes. Prashoe, thank you so much, man. Enjoy your long weekend ahead.
Thank you, King Bash. Have a blessed one, of course, and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.